in the Golden Fleece in Chelmsford for the launch of the Alistair Cook Benefit Beer, and I'm delighted to be joined by Alistair. Hello, Alistair.
Hi.
Can you believe that Essex are giving you a benefit year already? That was my first question. It just seems like you've only just started playing.
Well, I don't know about that. It's, you know, I made my debut over 10 years ago now. And, you know, I wouldn't have thought, you know, 10 or 11 years ago that I would have played as much as I had done. You know, I'm very privileged to have played as many games I have for Essex and England. And, you know, I'm very honoured to be awarded a benefit. You know, obviously it's a bit of a different situation with the England situation, but, you know, what I have seen now after obviously a huge amount of thought is that we can hopefully raise a lot of money for charity over this next coming 12 months. And, you know, obviously with the people involved, you know, hopefully we can do that. And I've got to thank my chairman, Peter Reid, and obviously my vice chairman, Neil Foster, who's just standing there with a pint in his hand. He looks very good with it, but, you know, for all their hard work. Without those two people especially, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Now, obviously, the Benefit Year is a very important institution in that you've got the opportunity to raise funds for four very worthwhile charities that must be very close to your heart.
Yeah, I mean, they are. I mean, it's, you know, especially the David Randall Foundation, which not many people have heard of. You know, I played a lot of cricket with David when I was younger at our club, at Malden Cricket in Essex as well. So, unfortunately, he's no longer with us, and in his name, we're trying to make him proud of us and say we can raise some money.
Yeah, and you're also raising money for Mind as well?
Yeah, Mind, Chance to Shine, and Benevolent Fund, the PCA Benevolent Fund. So, again, they're slightly more high-profile charities, but they're all great causes as well. So it's going to be... Yeah, I'd say hopefully a great year.
Now, this is one of many events that you're going to be covering for your benefit year this year. Are there any others that you're particularly looking forward to?
Well, we've got the day at... we've got the 5th of June, the 2020 game... the 2020 game at Essex.
That's Cookies All-Star Team, isn't it?
That is Cookies All-Star Team, and against Essex. I think I'll be playing the All-Stars. As long as I don't have to face time out, it's all right. And we've got a great day of coaching down at Malden. I'm just looking now for Neil for the date of that. And the 11th of May. That should be a really good time.
Okay, now as a professional sportsman, you should probably be drinking beer in moderation, which I'm sure you are, but what's your verdict on your own special beer that's been launched today?
It's okay, I'm not really an ale drinker, but it's nice and light, actually, unlike some ales which can be really heavy. It's nice and quite fruity, so it's all right. I think you can have a pint of it and still feel okay.
So it's good enough to tempt you over to maybe having a little bit more ale in future.
Well, that's the aim. I'm a bit of a romantic heart. I like the fact of the traditional stuff that England has to offer. That you can go to different parts of the world, different parts of the country, and try the local ales. But unfortunately, I haven't quite got the taste of it yet. So hopefully, as I grow older, like Jimmy Ainsworth over there, then I'll like it.
Well, like yourself, it's a great Essex institution. So we look forward to having more of it this year.
Thanks a lot.